You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and that means commentator Gary Borders joins us again. This week, Gary heads to the country to haul his cache of vintage rough-cut black walnut and red oak lumber to a new storage spot.
I began Independence Day as any other day, walking Sam through the neighborhood while listening to Red River Radio. After breakfast, I donned my only pair of overalls, some sensible shoes, a sweat-stained ball cap, and grabbed my work gloves. I cranked up our 65 Ford and headed to the country. The weather was atypically pleasant for early July. That's a blessing, since the truck has no air conditioning, just a $12 fan clipped to the ashtray and plugged into the cigarette lighter. My mission? To retrieve my load of rough-cut black walnut and red oak lumber from where it has been stored for several years, since the place is being sold. Over the years, I collected this lumber from barns across East Texas. I started building furniture 20 years ago, and I've turned the lumber into a dining room table with 6 chairs for my oldest daughter, coffee tables for several family members and myself. In my study is the mission-style desk on which I write, accompanied by a prairie sofa used exclusively for maps, a Morris chair and ottoman for reading, and a side table that holds the printer, junk drawer, and books being used for my biography project. The truck doesn't have a working radio, so I was content to listen to the wind rushing through the windows and smell the freshly cut hay fields on this drive down various farm-to-market roads. It's a lovely drive, past impressive ranches, groves of live oaks, thick stands of pines, only an occasional truck coming the opposite way, its driver and I exchanging waves. The traffic was considerably heavier crossing the spillway at Lake of the Pines, boats being hauled to the landing, families preparing to grill and swim. This is the first lake my parents brought us to after we moved from New Hampshire to Longview 49 years ago. I admit to being a bit disappointed, having been raised in a state dotted with clear cold water lakes where one can see the bottom even at a dozen feet. This lake seemed murky, the water warm, my feet invisible even at waist height. After nearly a half century, Lake of the Pines looks pretty inviting. One adapts. The lumber has been inside an unused horse stable, off the ground and covered with tarp. A few yellow jackets greeted me from a distance, and I mentally kicked myself for not bringing a can of bug killer. I ran into a swarm of those buggers last year and ended up with 5 stings and an emergency room bill. But they decided to go elsewhere. So did the 2 rats that had taken up residence in my lumber pile. They scurried outside, and my heart rate quickly returned to normal. I started loading lumber. One of the great features about this truck is the extra-long bed. Much of this lumber is 10 feet long. One slab of black walnut has traveled across East Texas as I moved, about a half dozen times or so. It's 4 inches thick, 12 inches wide, and 12 feet long. Someday, it will be a fireplace mantle in what will be our last house. Whenever that occurs, I have no idea. It came time to wrestle that nearly 200-pound slab into the truck. It took 15 minutes and a few false starts, but finally I succeeded. I worked slowly, drank lots of water, and rested often, enjoying the silence and solitude. Finally, the truck bed was full, the lumber ready for its next destination, another spot in the country. As always, moving my lumber stirs the woodworking juices. Maybe I will finally start on that barrister's bookcase I've been mulling over building for the past few years. There's no hurry, the wood will be there.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at GaryBorders.com.